The cutest little thing was found on the ocean floor this week. A little googly-eyed purple squid off the coast of California. It looks like a close friend of Nemo. We're joined now by Samantha Wishnack, who's a science fellow on board the Nautilus ship that captured the endearing cephalopod on video. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
He's just adorable. Is it a he, a she? What is it?
We're not quite sure on the he or she of the squid, but we do know it is a stubby squid or a North Pacific bobtail squid. Scientific name, Rhasia pacifica. This animal looks like a cross between an octopus and a squid, but tends to be more related to the cuttlefish. As you can tell, it spends a lot of life on the seafloor. We encountered it sort of perched on the sediment with that now famous googly-eyed expression.
Oh, purple, and just has the most adorable little endearing eyes.
Yes, we probably encountered the squid at a time it wasn't expecting to see a 5,500-pound underwater robot moving towards it.
So he was just surprised?
Right. Scuba divers actually encounter these squid at scuba diving depths, and they say that when, you know, their dive lights turn on them, they get the similar kind of deer-in-the-headlights look.
Yeah.
They're actually nocturnal hunters, so they spend a lot of their day actually burrowed in the seafloor with just their eyes poking out. And then when they feel comfortable, when it's time to hunt, they'll come out and actually start creeping along looking for their next meal. So I think we encountered a squid on the hunt that wasn't expecting to see us. But yes, this one is bright purple, which was pretty exciting for us to see. Definitely stood out against the mud of the canyon we were in.
And he or she eats what?
So these are squid that kind of hang out around the seafloor. They spend their day burrowed in the sediment with just their eyes poking out. So that's kind of their best form of camouflage. But they also have the ability to activate a little sticky mucus jacket. And once they've activated that little jacket, sediment, so pebbles, sand, whatever they're sort of burrowing in, will stick to that jacket and give it a nice extra layer of camouflage. So they lie in wait. They are ambush predators. And as soon as a small fish or a shrimp crawls by it, it'll actually sort of turn off that mucus jacket and slide out of the sediment to lunge for their next meal.
Cute, but don't underestimate them.
Exactly. Very cute, but definitely ambush predators you don't want to encounter if you're a shrimp.
You're now docked in San Francisco, and I think that's pretty close to Pixar. I mean, any agents from that studio on board?
Not as I know of. Maybe we have some sleeper agents, but one of the most interesting things about all the media requests we've received is that the media requests typically start out with, are you sure this is real? Is this a real animal? How do we know it's real? So I think it definitely captured the imagination of both our researchers on board and our hundreds of viewers who were watching as we discovered this guy.
Samantha Wishnack, who's a science fellow aboard the Nautilus that discovered the squid. By the way, you can see cute squid pics on our website, npr.org. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on npr.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio.